Verse 22.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，在所经过的各城各乡教训人。23节。
23.
有一个人问他说：主啊，得救的人少吗？这里讲主耶稣到处去传福音。
Here it speaks of Jesus going to different places to preach the gospel.
主耶稣出来传福音的第一句话就是天国近了。
The first thing he said when he began his gospel is that the kingdom of heaven is near.
天国就是神的国。
The kingdom of heaven, which is God's kingdom.
主耶稣要把神的国带到地上来。
Jesus plans to bring God's kingdom to earth.
让人活在地上有一个盼望，能够进到神的国里面。
So that man can now live with the hope that he can enter God's kingdom.
那这个神的国里面有丰富的恩典。
Now there are bountiful blessings in God's kingdom.
而且有将来的永生。
And there is eternal life.
所以这叫做天国。
That is why it's called heaven.
是在地上没有神的地方你找不到的。
It is a place that you cannot find on earth where there is no God.
但是我们在地上如果来接受这个福音，我们的生活就会像天国一样。
But if we receive the gospel on earth, then our life will be as though we are in heaven.
所以天国不是将来我们去到以后才可以感受得到。
Heaven is not something that we can only experience after we go there eventually.
我们活在地上也可以感受到天国的滋味。
We can experience a taste of heaven even while living in this world.
所以主耶稣说，人问主耶稣说，你的国在哪里？
Man once asked Jesus, where is your kingdom?
主耶稣说，神的国就在你心里面。
Lord Jesus Christ responded saying, my kingdom is in your heart.
可见神的国如果实现在我们心里面，我们就可以体会到天国的滋味。
So if God's kingdom appears in our heart, then we can get a taste of heaven.
那天国的滋味是什么？
What is the taste of heaven like?
我们看罗马书的14章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 14.
罗马书的十四章
Romans chapter 14
17节
Verse 17
罗马书十四章十七节
Romans chapter 14 verse 17
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里说神的国不在乎吃喝。
Here it says that the kingdom of God is not about eating and drinking.
不是在乎肉体的满足。
It is not about physical satisfaction.
神的国所要带给我们是三件事情。
The kingdom of God will bring us three things.
公义、和平、喜乐。
Righteousness, peace, and joy.
公义是什么？
What is righteousness?
我们从英文来看啊，这是从对这个字演变出来。
So, if we look at the root word, it's right. What is right?
也就是每一件事情都是对的。
So everything is right.
在神的眼中是对的。
It is right in the eyes of God.
那就是没有罪。
There is no sin.
所以神的国就是没有罪。
The kingdom of God contains no sin.
我们在生活当中常常被罪捆绑。
In our daily lives, we are often bound by sin.
比方说，我们很容易生气，其实这是一种罪。
We grow angry easily. That is a form of sin.
我们会嫉妒人，这是一种罪。
We grow jealous. That is a sin.
我们很自私，这是一种罪。
We are selfish. That is sin.
我们很骄傲，这是一种罪。
We are proud. That is sin.
我们对人讨厌、不喜欢、恨，这也是罪。
We express hatred. That is sin.
那人类很多的不幸就是因为我们被罪捆绑。
Many misfortunes occur in our lives because we are bound by sin.
我们知道罪不好，但是没有办法脱离罪。
We know that sin is not good, but we cannot free ourselves from it.
圣经说罪是一种权势。
Sin is an authority.
把我们捆住了。
That binds us.
使你不能够做你想要做的。
So that we cannot do what we want to do.
使你继续去做你不想做的。
So we continue to do what we do not want to do.
所以人类的软弱在这里。
This is human weakness.
我们知道罪不好，但是没有办法脱离罪。
We know that sin is evil, but we cannot free ourselves from sin.
那现在借着主耶稣的福音，我们从罪里面得释放。
But we are released from sin through the gospel of Christ.
特别得到圣灵以后。
Especially after we receive the Holy Spirit.
罪没有办法捆绑我们。
Sin no longer binds us.
因为神的能力充满我们。
Because we are filled with God's power.
那个叫做真自由。
That is true freedom.
不好的，我们可以不做。
We can do what is not good for us.
好的，我们可以去做。
And we can go do what is good for us.
非常自由。
This is very free.
啊，这就是天国的滋味。
That is a taste of heaven.
真正的自由。
It's true freedom.
不被罪捆绑。
To no longer be bound by sin.
哦，那这个接下来的结果呢？因为我们有这个自由，接下来结果就是平安。
So the result of having this freedom is that we have peace.
就是我们晚上睡觉。
When we go to sleep at night,
我们心不平安。
Our heart isn't peaceful.
因为我们想想啊，今天我讲错了一句话。
Because we may think, oh, I said something wrong today.
啊，得罪一个对我很好的人。
I offended someone who has been good to me.
今天我做错了一件事情。
Today I've done something wrong.
我知道我内心里面那个动机是不对的。
I know that my motive was incorrect.
神不喜欢我这样。
God doesn't like me doing this.
所以我们如果有罪，内心没有平安。
If we have sin, then we will not have peace in our inner hearts.
有一天呢，我们都能够离开罪。
But one day, if we can depart from sin,
我们要晚上睡觉的时候很平安。
Then we can sleep very peacefully.
今天我们讲的话都是对的。
Because everything that we have said has been correct.
我们做的事情都是爱神爱人。
Everything that we've done has shown our love towards God and man.
我们良心很平安，晚上很好睡。
If our conscience is clear, then we can sleep at night.
那因为没有罪，所以人跟人的关系很和睦。
If there is no sin, then we will be harmonious.
人跟人关系弄不来，常常是因为有罪。
The reason for discord is often a result of sin.
所以人跟人关系啊，不好。
That's why there's difficulty in relationships.
那现在我们人跟人关系很好。
But if we have good human relationships,
我们心里就很平安。
Then we will have peace in our hearts.
所以这个神的国就是平安。
The God, kingdom of God is peace.
又叫做和平。这是在英文是同一个词，在英文中文是两个不同的意思。
So, peace and harmony.
一个是指的人跟人的关系。
So one has to do with the relationship between man.
这个叫做和平。
So that's peace, harmony.
一种是内心的感受。
And this is one is an internal feeling.
这个叫做平安。
That is peace.
那所以我们现在你看啊，有多少人有平安
？Now, if we look, how many people actually have peace?
真的，人生呢充满很多的忧虑。
There are many worries in our lives.
因为我们有很多的担子。
Because we carry many burdens.
那把我们压的你心里很多忧虑，没有平安。
We are so burdened that we do not have peace in our hearts.
我们忧虑失去健康。
And because of our burdens, we lose our health.
我们忧虑失去工作。
Our burdens cause us to lose our jobs.
我们忧虑我们的将来。
Or we worry about our future.
所以心里没有平安。
Because we have no peace.
我们忧虑什么事情发生，我们没有办法去面对。
We worry about things that may happen that we cannot deal with.
但是有一天我们得到救恩。
But one day when we receive salvation.
我们常常感觉到神跟我同在。
And we feel that God is with us at all times.
我们就不怕。
Then we will no longer be afraid.
如果有神跟我们同在。
If God is with us.
神的恩典很丰富。
If God's grace is bountiful.
所以你就不怕。
Then we will not be afraid.
有一个弟兄在见证。
There was a brother who once testified.
这个是在 NYTS 见证。
During NYTS.
他说他去检查，不是，他说他的妈妈他有这个先天性这个后脑萎缩的症。
He said that his mother had a hereditary condition where her back of her brain would atrophy.
那医生跟他讲啊，你有50%的机会你会有这个病。
So the doctor told her that you have a 50% chance of developing this condition.
那这个弟兄啊，本来就开始忧虑起来。
So this brother became this, the son of this woman. He became very worried.
怎么办呢？
He thought, what should we do?
他只有25、26岁吧。
At that time, he was probably only 26.
他的前面还要事业，还有家庭。
He still had his career and his family.
但是他会不会得到这个病？他没有办法控制。
For him himself, he didn't know that if he would also develop this condition.
所以他到 NYTS 很认真祷告。
He was very focused on his prayer during NYTS.
他想要从神得到答案。
He wanted to receive an answer from God.
神啊，我的前途怎么办？
God, how should I deal with my future?
他甚至禁止祷告。
He even fasted and prayed.
有一次禁止祷告。
And during one of his fasting prayers,
他感觉到神感动他。
He felt God moving him.
在他心里面，他有一个感觉。
In his heart, he had a feeling.
主耶稣告诉他。
God of Jesus telling him.
不管你的前途发生什么事情。
Do not be worried about what shall happen in the future.
我永远爱你。
I will always love you.
我会跟你同在。
I will always be with you.
我的恩典够你用。
My grace is sufficient for you.
神没有告诉他，他将来会不会有发生这个事情。
God didn't tell him if he would develop this condition.
神告诉他。
But God told him
他会跟他同在，会爱他。
That he will be with him and he will love him.
那他从神得到这个启示以后，他就很平安。
So he experienced peace after receiving this revelation.
所以我们的平安不是说将来没有事情发生。
Our peace does not come from knowing that nothing bad will happen.
我们的平安是因为有神与我们同在。
Our peace comes from the abundance of God.
所以有事情发生，我们还知道啊，神与我们同在，我们不怕。
We are not afraid because we know that if anything should happen, God is with us.
像诗篇说，我行过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕。
As it says in the book of Psalms, though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil.
所以人生要发生什么事情，这我们没有办法控制的。
We cannot control what will happen in our lives.
但是有一件事情是确定的。
But there is one thing that's certain.
神要与我们同在。
God will be with us.
我们就不怕。
Then we will not be afraid.
这样才有平安。
Only then will we have peace.
那第三个就是喜乐。
Now the third thing about is peace, of joy.
喜乐从哪里来？
Where does joy come from?
喜乐从满足来的。
Joy comes from satisfaction.
很可惜，我们现在人在追求满足方向不对。
Unfortunately, man seeks satisfaction from the wrong places today.
现在人一直从物质上一起去追求。
We seek satisfaction from material goods.
那物质只能够满足肉体。
Now, material goods can satisfy the flesh.
但是物质不能够满足心。
But material goods cannot satisfy the heart.
那你这个心怎么满足呢？
How do we satisfy the heart?
当神的灵浇灌。
When it is filled with the Spirit of God.
神的灵充满。
When it is completely filled with the Spirit.
你就完全满足了。
Then you will be completely satisfied.
所以很有非常可能，而且绝对可能，一个人生活很简单，但是很喜乐。
It is completely possible for a person to live a simple life that is still filled with joy.
因为如果神充满在他里面，他就很满足了。
Because if he is filled with God, then he will be satisfied.
他就很喜乐了。
Then he will be joyful.
这个叫做天国的滋味。
This is a taste of the kingdom of heaven.
所以主耶稣来世界这样就是要把这个天国的福音带给我们。
Jesus Christ came to this world to bring the gospel from heaven.
那这个最重要的一点呢，不是今生的公义、平安、喜乐。
So what matters most is not just this peace and peace in this world.
最重要的是我们离世的时候有一个盼望，就是永生。
But rather that when we pass away, we have this hope of eternal life.
所以得到天国，这个是非常重要，人生最重要一件事情。
So receiving the kingdom of heaven is the most important thing in our lives.
这个叫做得救。
And this means salvation.
那如果不得救怎么办呢？
But what if we are not saved?
不得救就是灭亡。
If we are not saved, then we will be destroyed.
所以人在世界上有各种不同的职业，住在各种不同的国家里面。
Now in this world, people have very many different careers, and they live in all sorts of different countries.
人生有各种不同的追求。
And people seek different things.
但是到最后，归到最后，只有两条路。
But eventually, there are only two paths.
你要面对死亡的时候，只有两条路。
When you face death, there are only two paths to take.
一条是右边，你可以得救。
One is the path to the right where you can be saved.
好像那个绵羊一样。
Like the sheep.
一条是左边。
Now the other is on the left side.
被赶到神的国外面去，不能得救。
Where you will be cast out from the kingdom of God and you will not be saved.
所以这么多人类的不同，到最后只有发现两条路。
So even though people can live all different kinds of lives, but eventually there are only two paths to take.
就是得救与不得救。
Is whether you are saved or not saved.
所以人生有很多重要的事情。
There are many important things in our lives.
但是在这么多重要事情里面，只有一件最重要。
But there is only one thing that is most important.
就是我能不能得救。
That is whether I will be saved or not.
这个问题啊，超过任何一个问题。
This question surpasses all other questions.
所以主耶稣在传道的时候，我们看路加十三章的二十三节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 13, verse 23.
有一个人就问他说：“主啊，得救的人少吗？”
So a person asked him, "Lord, are there few who are saved?"
他不是说得救的人多吗？
He didn't ask, "Are there many that will be saved?"
他问说：“得救的人少吗？”
He asked, "Are there few that will be saved?"
但是我们仔细看哦，主耶稣不是回答说得救的人多还是少。
When Jesus responded to this question, he didn't say if there were many or few that will be saved.
因为如果主耶稣说得救的人很少
，Because if he said there are very many, very few that will be saved,
那有一些人就会说，那我没有希望了。
Then some people will respond saying, then I have no hope.
你看很出名的大学，他收的学生都很少。
Now, if you look at all the famous universities, their acceptance rate is very low.
那要进去的人很多。
And there are many people trying to be admitted.
所以那就非常的竞争。
So there is great competition.
可能申请的人有一万个。
There may be 10,000 people applying.
他只收五百个。
But they may only accept 500 people.
那注定9,500个就不能进去了。
In other words, 9,500 people will not be accepted.
那9,500个人里面呢、可能有一些人是很努力在读书。
Now, of those 9,500 people, there are some who are probably very try very hard in their studies.
但是可能是因为他天分不够，聪明不够，他怎么读他也挤不进去。
But perhaps it is because they are not talented enough, so no matter how they study, they still will not be accepted.
因为这个大学只能够收500很少的人。
Now the school will only accept 500 people.
但是所以主耶稣的回答不是说得救的人很少。
Now Jesus' response was not that, oh, very few will be saved.
啊，那这样的话，人就会把那个责任就归到神身上，因为得救很少啊，所以我不能得救啊。
Because then, if he did say that, then man will bear put the responsibility on Jesus. You're the one who said that very few people will be saved. That's what I can't be saved.
全世界50亿人。
Now there are 50 million people in this world.
如果得救的人很少。
If very few people are saved,
那你怎么挤要在这个五十亿人去竞争呢？进到天国这很难啊。
Then how do you compete with all these people so that you can gain a spot in heaven?
所以我怎么努力我也进不去啊，因为人这么多，得救人这么少。
No matter how hard I try, I can't be saved because there's so many people to compete with.
所以主耶稣没有回答说得救人很少。
This is why Jesus did not say very few people will be saved.
那主耶稣把这个能不能得救最重要的关键要放在这个人的身上。
Rather, Jesus Christ brought up the very important concept about how to be saved.
这里说你要努力进窄门。
He says that you must strive to enter the narrow gate.
这个就是你得救的条件。
That is your condition to be saved.
你要努力进窄门。
You must strive to enter the narrow gate.
也就是说，你努力，你就会得着。
If you strive, then you will achieve.
好，我们看马太福音十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
这个是主耶稣对我们的一个保证。
Matthew chapter 11 records a promise of Jesus Christ.
好，我们看马太十一章的十一节。
Chapter 11, verse 11.
我实在告诉你，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过世袭约翰。然而在天国里，最小的比他还大。十二节。
12.
从世袭约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着。这个十一节首先提到天国的可贵。
In verse 11, it talks about the preciousness of the kingdom of heaven.
妇人所生的没有一个大过施洗约翰。
Among those born of women, there has none risen one greater than John the Baptist.
就是在整个旧约里面呢，施洗约翰是最大的。
In the entire Old Testament, the greatest is John the Baptist.
因为他是来为耶稣铺路的。
Because he existed to pave the way for Jesus Christ.
但是在天国里面，最小的比他还大。
But in the kingdom of heaven, even the least is greater than he.
那到了新约时代，主耶稣把神的国带到这个地上。
In the New Testament times, Jesus Christ has brought the kingdom of heaven onto this earth.
所以在新约时代里面的人啊，最小的比那个旧约时代最大的施洗约翰还大。
In other words, during the New Testament times, even the least of us will be greater than anyone in the Old Testament.
可见新约时代的人比旧约时代有福气。
So those who live in the New Testament are more blessed than those in the Old Testament.
因为在新约时代有神的国，主耶稣为我们赦罪的恩典。
The kingdom of God and the ability to for the remission of sins exists in the New Testament times.
那十二节呀，从施洗约翰的时候到如今。天国是努力的人的啊。
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and they take it by force.
啊，然后努力的人就得着。
And those who take it by force will succeed.
也就是说，你要花功夫去追求，你就可以得着。
You have to put in the effort before you can succeed.
这是一个肯定的。
But this is a promise.
啊，你只要努力，你就会得着。
If you strive for it, then you will receive.
哦，所以我们将来能不能得救，没有一个人有借口。
Now, as to whether each of us will be saved or not, we have no excuse.
啊，因为人很少，所以我进不去。
You can't say, oh, because few will be saved, that's why I can't enter.
因为主耶稣说，你如果努力，你就会得着。
Because Jesus Christ says that if you strive to enter, then you will succeed.
可见将来如果有人不能进天国，是因为他努力，没有努力。
So if someone cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, it is because he did not strive.
我们常常要把两件事情分开来。
Now we have to separate these two things.
第一个，救恩的门打开，这是神的恩典。
First, the fact that the gate of salvation is open, that is a blessing from God.
这个不是用我们的功德去换来的。
Now, it was not given to us from our righteousness.
因为你好，所以神今天救你。
It's not because we are good, so God saves us.
所以让你能够受洗，罪得赦免。
So that we can receive baptism and be saved.
不是这样的。
That is not so.
没有一个人的好会在神面前是好的。
No one's goodness is good in front of God.
所以今天我们得到这个救恩。
Now today we receive salvation.
哦，这是神的恩典。
This is a grace from God.
哦，白白得来的。
That is freely given.
但是将来能不能得救到天国？
But as to whether we will receive the kingdom, enter the kingdom of God or not,
跟我们的努力有关系。
That has to do with our own efforts.
所以我们受洗，这是神的恩典。
Now, the fact that we can be baptized is a blessing from God.
你不需要努力，你只要相信，你进到水里面受洗，你就罪得赦免。
We do not have to strive for it as long as we believe and be baptized, and we will have our sins washed away.
但是将来能不能到天国，这个就跟我们的努力有关系。
But as to whether we will enter heaven or not, that has to do with our own effort.
所以在路加福音十三章，主耶稣这样说。
Luke chapter 13, Jesus says.
24节。
24.
说你们要努力进窄门。
Strive to enter the narrow gate.
这个窄门第一个不好找。
Well, the narrow gate is very difficult to walk.
第二个是不好进去。
It's very hard to enter.
所以才要努力。
That's why you have to strive.
那我们仔细看这一段圣经。
If we continue studying this passage,
我们可以发现在这个追求天国的路上有三种人。
We find that there are three types of people walking this path.
当然第一个人就是他本身不信。
So the first type are people who do not believe.
我们现在来看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章
First Corinthians chapter 1
18节
Verse 18
第一章18节
Chapter 1 verse 18
因为十字架的道理在那愚王灭亡的人为愚拙在我们得救的人却为神的大能
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
所以这里在讲在天国路上在这个救恩的上面可以分作两种人。
So in this path to salvation, there are two types of people.
一种叫做灭亡的人。
First, there are those who are perishing.
第二个叫得救的人。
Second, there are those being saved.
那这个灭亡的人十字架的道理在他们是愚拙。
So for those who are perishing, the message of the cross is foolishness.
他有机会听到道理。
They have the opportunity to hear the gospel.
但是他听一听觉得这算什么。
But they hear and they think, what is this?
天下怎么这么便宜的事情，你只要信耶稣，你就可以得救。
How can there be such a free gift that if you just listen and believe, you could be saved?
你看多少人要到美国来办个身份，等了多久，然后去请律师，花多少钱。
Just look at all those people trying to gain citizenship in the U.S. and how they have to hire lawyers and spend all this time and money.
所以你说要进天国，只是信耶稣就可以进去吗
？And so and you're telling me that if I want to enter the kingdom of God, all I have to do is believe.
我不信。
I do not believe.
所以他把这个天国的福音当作愚拙。
So they take the message of the kingdom of heaven as foolishness.
他不接受。
They will not accept it.
那他就不能得救了。
That's why they cannot be saved.
所以谁不能得救呢？不相信福音的人就不能得救。
Who cannot be saved? Those who do not believe in the gospel will not be saved.
这条路已经摆在他面前了，他不接受。
The path is placed before them, but they do not accept it.
他就不能得救。
That is why they cannot be saved.
那另外一种人，当然这里说是得救的人。
And then there are those who are being saved.
这个福音呢，就是十字架的道理，就是神的大能。
The message of the cross for them is the power of God.
所以神所拣选这些得救的人他听到福音就觉得很宝贵。
God chooses these people, so when they hear the gospel, they realize how precious it is.
原来这个救恩的门是白白为我们而开的。
This gate of salvation was opened freely for us.
你只要相信他。
You just have to believe.
你要接受洗礼。
You receive baptism.
你罪就可以得赦免。
Then your sins will be forgiven.
你就可以得圣灵。
And you can receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就要帮助你走天国路。
The Holy Spirit will help you walk this path towards heaven.
所以觉得这很宝贵。
This is very, very precious.
确实是恩典。
It is a grace.
那在路加福音十三章里面，我们发现有第三种人。
Now in Luke chapter 13, it records a third type of person.
这个是最危险的一种人。
These are the most dangerous ones.
就是他觉得自己可以得救，但其实到最后是不能得救的。
These are the people who think that they will be saved, but in the end they are not.
这个是最可怜的。
These are the most pitiful.
好，我们来看路加，回到路加十三章。
So let's turn back to Luke chapter 13.
25节。
Verse 25.
即至家主起来，关了门，你们站在外边叩门，说：“主啊，给我开门。”他回答说：“我不认识你们，不晓得你们是从哪里来。”26节。
26。
那时你们要说：“我们在你面前吃过喝过，啊、哦，你也在我们街上教训过人。”27节。
27。
还要说：“我告诉你，我不晓得你们是哪里来，你们这作恶的人，离开我去吧。”这里说将来有一群人。
Here it says that eventually there will be this group of people.
他们觉得他们跟主耶稣有关系。
They felt that they have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
但是主耶稣说我不认识你。
But Jesus Christ responds saying, I do not know you.
你跟我没有关系。
You have no relationship with me.
哦，所以这一群人啊，以为自己可以得救，但其实到最后是不能得救。
These people thought that they were saved, but in the end they are not.
那我们今天呢，要谨慎，就是不要变成这一群人。
Today we must be alert and not become this group of people.
哎，我们受洗了，我们就觉得我们可以得救。
We think, oh, we are baptized, so we will surely be saved.
哦，但是将来能不能得救呢？
But will we eventually be saved?
哦，我们就要看这段圣经怎么讲。
We have to look at this passage to see what it says.
啊，这个二十六节说。
In verse 26 it says.
啊，说我在你面前吃过喝过。
It says, we ate and drank in your presence.
啊，也就跟主耶稣同一个桌吃过饭的。
In other words, we ate at the same table as Jesus Christ.
啊，主耶稣当时啊，在传福音的时候啊，到处去跟啊接触人呢。
When Jesus Christ was preaching the gospel, he went to many different places to interact with people.
所以有人请他吃饭，他就去了。
Whenever someone invited him over for a meal, he would go.
那不是目的，不是要吃喝。
Now the purpose was not to eat and drink.
是要借着那个机会传福音给他们。
But rather to use that opportunity to preach the gospel.
所以这个跟主耶稣吃过喝过，在他们来觉得来讲，我们跟主耶稣是有一点关系的，没有关系怎么会在一起吃呢？
So those who have eaten and drunk with Jesus Christ, they thought they had developed a relationship with Jesus Christ.
好，那你也在我们街上教训过人。
Says, and you taught in our streets.
表示说我也听过你讲道。
In other words, I have listened to your sermons.
所以对这群人来讲哦，我跟你吃过饭，我也听过你讲道，你讲什么我都很清楚。
So these people felt, well, we've eaten with you and we know what you're speaking of.
所以他们觉得我跟主耶稣是有关系的。
So they felt that they had a relationship with Christ.
因此他在叩门，主啊，给我开门。
And that's why they knocked at the master's door and said, please open the door for us.
看看我们份上吧，我们一起吃过饭的，哦，我也听过你讲道。
And given how we've eaten with you and how we've listened to your gospel,
啊，这是人的想法。
But this is man's way of thinking.
想说这样可能可以得救。
They think, oh, then perhaps this is enough for us to be saved.
但是主耶稣两次说我不认识你们。
But twice Jesus said, I tell you, I do not know you.
25节，我不认识你们。
Verse 25, I do not know you.
你们从哪里来？
Where are you from?
然后27节，
In 27,
他还说：“我告诉你，我不晓得你们是从哪里来。”
I tell you, I do not know you where you are from.
什么叫做我不认识你？
What does it mean when he says I do not know you?
其实主耶稣认识每一个人。
Truly, Jesus Christ knows everyone.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
那这里讲我不认识你是什么？
But what does it mean when he says I do not know you?
有时候我们如果看到一个人，你不喜欢他。
Now, if you see someone that you don't like,
一个最绝的话说，我不认识你。
Then you might say abruptly, "I do not know you."
啊，这个表示我根本就跟你没有关系。
In other words, I have no relationship with you.
所以主耶稣这句话是指的说，我跟你没有关系。
So when Jesus says this, he means I have no relationship with you.
那为什么这一群人主耶稣会说我跟你没有关系？
Why would Jesus say to these people, "I do not know you"?
好，我们先来看马太福音第七章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 7.
啊，马太福音的第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
啊。21节。
Verse 21.
马太福音第七章21节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
凡称我主啊、主啊的人，不能够都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。这里告诉我们一个进天国的条件。
Here it tells us one condition for entering the kingdom of heaven.
啊，不是称呼神主啊、主啊都可以进天国。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们在什么时候称呼主啊？
When do we call Lord?
常常是指着我们祷告的时候。
It is often only when we pray.
我们每天跪下来祷告，我们就天上的奉主耶稣圣名祷告，我们天上的神为主。
And when we kneel down to pray, we say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
但这不能都进天国。
But those, not everyone who says that will enter the kingdom of heaven.
那唯独遵行天父旨意才可以进去。
But he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
好，但是二十二节就开始说。
And in verse 22,
说有许多人不说我不是奉你们的权道，奉你们赶鬼，奉你行许多异能吗？
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?
这个就表示做圣工。
In other words, we've done holy work.
为神做很多圣工。
We've done much holy work.
但二十三节。
But then in 23,
我就明明告诉你们，我从来不认识你。
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you.
所以这一群人也觉得他可以得救。
These people thought that they would be saved.
因为我奉耶稣的名做很多工作。
Because I have done much work in the name of the Lord Jesus.
但是到最后主耶稣说我不认识你。
But the eventual outcome is Jesus says that I do not know you.
你们作恶的离开我吧。
That depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
关键是你们作恶的人。
The condition is that you who practice lawlessness.
那请问这一群人为什么主耶稣不认识他呢
？Why would God not know these people？
因为二十一节说，唯独遵行天父旨意才可以进去。
It says in verse 21, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven。
所以一个人信耶稣之后
，A person after believing in Jesus Christ，
如果真正要进天国
，If he truly wants to enter heaven，
他要遵行天父的旨意。
He must do the will of the Father.
这样才可以进天国。
Only then will he enter the kingdom of heaven.
那如果一个人信耶稣
，But if a person believes in Jesus,
接受洗礼
，receives baptism,
他没有遵行天父的旨意
，but does not follow the will of the Father.
虽然我们听过主的道
，and even though they have heard the sermons,
为主耶稣做过圣工
，done holy work,
将来要得救还是有问题。
Eventually, they will still have difficulty entering heaven.
因此，这个天国是努力的人才可以进去。
So only those who strive will enter heaven.
要努力进窄门。
You must strive to enter the narrow gate.
这个到底在讲什么呢
？What is it talking about?
这个就是在讲要努力遵行天父的旨意。
It means those who strive to follow the will of the Father.
这样我们才可以进天国。
Only then can we enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们在每一天的生活真的非常重要，就是明白神要我们怎么做。
Every day in our lives, we must be clear on what God wants us to do.
然后努力照着神要我们做的去过我们的生活。
And we must strive to live our lives accordingly.
那主耶稣曾经讲啊，他说神的话归结到最后只有两条。
And Jesus Christ once said that the words of the Father only come down to two things.
第一个就是要爱神。
First is to love God.
第二个就是要爱人。
Second is to love man.
所以我们所做的任何一件事情。
So no matter what we do.
到最后我们要回答两个问题。
It boils down to two questions.
第一个，我这样做是真的为了爱神吗？
Are we doing this because we love God?
从我心里的最深处真的是爱神吗？
Do we truly love God from the depths of our heart?
那第二个。
Second,
我这样做真的是爱人吗
？Are we doing this because we love man？
那如果我们都是爱神爱人
，If we love God and love man，
我们就是在遵行天父的旨意。
Then we are following the will of the Father。
这样我们的得救才有把握。
Only then can we be confident in our salvation。
我们现在回来看路加福音十三章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 13。
路加福音十三章。
Luke chapter 13。
的二十四节。
Verse 24.
你们要努力进窄门，我告诉你，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。
Strive to enter the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter, will not be able to.
这里说将来许多人要进去是不能的。
Says that many will strive to seek to enter, but they will not be able to.
为什么
？Why?
二十五节。
Verse 25.
因为家主关起门来，你们叩门，他就不开门了。
Because once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, then you will stand outside and knock.
所以我们知道得救是一个机会。
Salvation is an opportunity.
今天我们还活着。
Right now we are living.
就是神给我们一个机会。
God has given us an opportunity.
如果我们今天离世了。
If today we pass away.
这个机会就过去了。
Then the opportunity has passed us.
我们昨天为一个弟兄办丧礼。
Yesterday we held a memorial service for a brother.
他47岁离世。
He passed away at the age of 47.
他在1987年，差不多20年前。
He about 20 years ago in 1987.
他在多伦多求学。
He was studying in Toronto.
结果发生了车祸。
He encountered an accident.
昏迷不醒。
And he was in a coma.
后来我们教会去帮他祷告。
Then our church members went to pray for him.
很奇妙啦，医生说他已经脑死了。
Miraculously, the doctors already said that he is brain dead.
那你即使啊，他再醒过来哈，他也变植物人。
The doctor said even if he were to wake from his coma, he would remain in a vegetative state.
但是奇迹啊，就三个礼拜以后他醒过来。
Miraculously, 3 weeks later, he woke up.
那医生觉得很奇妙的就是他没有变成植物人。
The doctors were amazed that he did not become a vegetable.
结果他变成头脑很清楚。
And his mind was clear.
那他很感念神的恩典，他就在慕道，后来就受洗。
He was very grateful for God's mercy, so he came to seek the truth and was baptized.
那差不多十年前呢，他搬到我们 Bay Area.
About 10 years ago, he moved to the Bay Area.
他在 San Jose 教会聚会。
And he attended service in San Jose Church.
有一次我在吃饭的时候跟他一起在讨论他的信仰。
One day I was having lunch with him and we were discussing his faith.
我发现他信仰很坚定。
And I realized that his faith was very steadfast.
他有一个亲戚啊，是其他教会的信徒。
He had a cousin who went to another church.
就住在他家附近。
Who lives close to his house.
那个亲戚跟他讲，你不要跑到这么远，这个附近就有一间华人教会。
And so this cousin would tell him, why do you have to travel so far to go to a church? There's one close by.
但是那个江弟兄跟他讲，我一定要到真耶稣教会。
But this brother said, no, I need to go to the True Jesus Church.
所以他对主耶稣信心很坚定。
He had a very steadfast faith towards God.
他也知道真教会是神所设立的得救的教会。
He knew that this church was established by God.
所以他信仰抓得很稳。
So he held on to his faith.
一直到他离世。
Till the day of his passing.
我们知道他在盼望中离世。
We know that he passed away with hope.
因为他有把握住这个机会。
Because he had held grasped onto this opportunity.
今天神让我们活着，我们就有这个机会。
Today God lets us live so that we have this opportunity.
那他突然间肝发生问题。
Suddenly his liver encountered problems.
过了几天就离世了。
A couple days later he passed away.
神就解放了他世界上的痛苦了。
God released him from the suffering in this world.
所以什么时候我们要离开世界，我们不知道。
We do not know when we will depart from this world.
因此趁着有今天，我们要把握得救的机会。
Hence, we need to hold on to the opportunity for salvation when we have the chance.
那主耶稣再来的时候，救恩的门也关起来了。
When Jesus comes again, the door of salvation will be closed.
我们现在看整个世界的局势一直在改变。
Just looking at all the changes that are happening in this world today.
现在北韩有核子弹。
And North Korea has nuclear weapons.
那再过不多久，大概伊朗也会有核子弹。
Iran will eventually possess nuclear weapons.
所以从圣经来讲啊，这个世界会越变越坏，不可能变好。
Biblically speaking, this world will get worse and worse. It will not get better.
主耶稣再来之前，这个世界会越变越坏。
This world will deteriorate before the coming of Jesus Christ.
变到一个程度了，无药可救，主耶稣就来了。
And when it can get no worse, then Jesus Christ will come.
所以我们处在现在这个时代是人类历史的最后一个阶段。
As we live in this world, we are during the end stages of society.
所以这是一个机会。
And this, there is an opportunity.
如果我们没有把握。
If we do not hold on to it.
让它过去，我们就失去了机会了。
If we let this opportunity pass us by, then we lost it.
人生有很多很重要的事情。
There are many important things in our lives.
但是最重要就是要把握机会来追求得救。
But the most important is to grasp the opportunity to seek salvation.
你想想看，我们来到美国。
Let's think. We have come here to the states.
很多人呢，第一件事情就是要保险。
The first thing that we often seek for is insurance.
你开车子要保险。
We need auto insurance.
你的要有健康保险。
Need health insurance.
为什么这么重要
？Why is it so important？
因为你不晓得什么时候发生意外。
Because we don't know when accidents will happen.
可能一次车祸，你所有的财产都没有了。
In one accident, we can lose all of our property.
可能一次生病，你所有的财产都没有。
In one bout of illness, we might lose all of our property.
所以保险变成很重要。
That's why insurance is so important.
但是这个都是今生的。
But these all have to do with our current lives.
一个最重要的保险就是我们的灵魂可以得救。
Now the most important insurance has to do with whether our spirit will be saved or not.
这个不需要钱
This doesn't require any money.
你只要抓住机会，相信耶稣。
You just have to hold on to the opportunity to believe in Christ.
然后努力来进窄门。
And strive to enter the narrow gate.
按照圣经说的对的，我努力去做。
Do what is right according to the Bible.
求神帮助我。
And seek God's help.
圣经说不对的，我绝对不做。
Do not do what the Bible says is wrong.
求神帮助我。
And seek God's help.
这样我们有愿意这个遵行天父旨意，神会给我们力量。
If we desire to do what is right according to the will of God, then God will give us strength.
这个很难。
This is very difficult.
所以叫做进窄门。
That's what it means when we have to enter the narrow gate.
你看我们在世界上要有一个成就都要花很大的功夫。
Now in this world, if we want to succeed at something, it requires great effort.
你在公司里面年薪越高责任越重。
In a company, the higher our salary, the greater our responsibility.
所以我说为什么看到弟兄姊妹来到教会也很疲倦呢？因为真的责任很多。
Why is it that we sometimes see brothers and sisters coming to church looking very tired? It's because they bear great responsibility.
但是他工资配也是高。
But their salaries are high.
所以你要得到一个东西，你一定要付一个代价。
If you want to receive something, then we must pay a price.
当然，我们要得到天国，我们要付代价。
If we want to receive heaven, then we need to pay a price.
这个代价就是要努力进窄门。
And the price is to strive to enter the narrow gate.
要遵行天父的旨意。
To follow the will of the Father.
这个真的是不简单。
It is not easy.
因为我们有很多现实的问题啊，会让我们在信仰上会妥协。
There are many real-life problems that separate us from our spirit.
有很多现实的利益，有时候会把我们信仰放在一旁。
There are many things that happen in our current lives that would lead us to put our faith aside.
主耶稣讲一个婚宴的比喻。
Jesus Christ once spoke of a parable of a wedding feast.
所以一个人啊，设了好的婚宴要去请人来。
This person had once planned a great wedding feast.
第一个人他说：“我刚刚买一块土地。”
But when he invited someone, the first person, he said, I just bought a piece of land.
我说我要去看我那个土地。
So I have to go look after the property.
不能来。
So I can't attend.
第二个人。
The second person.
我刚买五对牛。
Said, I just bought 5 heads of cattle.
所以我要去耕田，我有很多事情要做。
I have to till the land. There's so many things to do. I can't come.
那第三个人。
The third person.
我刚刚结婚。
Said, I just got married.
我现在还在蜜月，我不能来。
It's my honeymoon stage, so I can't come.
我们想想看，这三种人都是有福气的人。
Now, all three of these people, they are well blessed.
有土地就是现在有财产的。
So if they have land, then that means they have great possessions.
五对牛当时是农业时代，以现在来讲就是职业很好的。
So he had 5 cows, and in an agrarian society, so for today, it means that he is very successful in his career.
第三个刚刚结婚就是家庭很圆满的。
Now, the third person was just married, so it means that he has a fruitful family.
这个本来都是神的恩典。
These are all blessings from God.
但是这个神的恩典后来变成他没有办法进天国的原因。
But these blessings eventually became the reason why they couldn't enter heaven.
因为他把这三件事情放在参加婚宴的前面。
Because they put these three blessings before attending the feast.
如果那个人没有那块土地，可能他就来了。
If this person did not have this piece of property, maybe he would have attended.
如果那个人没有七对牛，可能他就来了。
If this other person didn't have all this cattle, he might have attended.
如果那个人没有结婚，可能他就来了。
If this person had not been married, he might have attended.
但是因为神给他恩典，他忘记了神，他没有来。
Because God gave them these blessings, they forgot about God and didn't attend.
很可惜呀。
So this is great.
那最后谁来得恩典呢
？Eventually, who received the blessing?
主人就勉强那街上里面的瞎眼瘸腿的那些人来。
The master eventually went out into the streets and invited the blind and the sick and the poor.
那一些人看起来被人看起来表面上很可怜的。
The people who looked pitiful on the outside.
结果变成最有福气的人。
Eventually, they became the most blessed.
因为他就来参加婚宴了。
Because they were able to attend the feast.
所以神确实给我们机会。
God has given us an opportunity.
我们要把握机会。
We need to grasp onto it.
来追求得救。
To seek salvation.
我们要努力进窄门。
We need to strive to enter the narrow gate.
那天国就是我们的。
Then the kingdom of heaven is ours.
这个就是人生最重要的一件事情。
This is the most important thing in our lives.
得救人少吗？
Are there few that will be saved?
主耶稣说。
Jesus Christ says.
你们要进窄门。
Strive to enter the narrow gate.
我们再看一节。
Let's look at one more verse.
路加十三章。
Luke chapter 13.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
从东从西从南从北有人要来在神的国坐席。三十节。
30.
只是有在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后。世界每一个角落将来都有人要得救。
So people from all corners of the world will be saved.
三十节。
But in verse 30.
但是在天国的路上有时候在后的要在前。
In the road to heaven, those who will be last will become first.
那在前的要在后。
And those who are first will be last.
所以这个告诉我们，我们信仰不可以放松啊。
It tells us that we must not relax in our faith.
努力追求，我们就一直在前面。
If we continue to strive, then we will continue to be first.
你一放松，你就退到后面去了。
But if we relax, then we will fall backwards.
没有用心去追求，我们信仰就退步了。
If we do not strive, then our faith will go backwards.
常常求神帮助我们。
Let's continue to ask God to guide us.
努力来进窄门。
To strive to enter the narrow gate.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
我们 很快的将要有联恩布道会。
Our spiritual convocation is fast approaching.
啊，联恩会就是要造就我们信徒的信仰。
The spiritual convocation should edify our faith.
哦，那布道会就是要拯救更多的灵魂。
And the gospel nights are meant to save souls.
那这两个工作都需要人的努力，也需要神的同工。
Now both programs need the work and the prayer of members.
好，所以我们如果可行，我们尽量把灵恩会那个礼拜啊，从礼拜五开始把它空下来。我们专心啊，来追求属灵的长进。
If possible, please make every effort to free up the Friday so that for your spiritual convocation, for your spiritual cultivation.
那布道会啊，请我们尽量啊，我们在灵布道会之前啊，能够邀慕道朋友来教会聚会。
Please make every effort to invite friends to attend the evangelical service.
那如果有慕道者需要拜访啊，请你联络教会的传道人或者教会的负责人。
If there are truth seekers that you would like the pastor to visit, please be in contact them.
那我们会尽量的去访问他们。
Then we will make every effort to visit them.
那在灵恩布道会之前，我们要来为这个圣工祷告。
Let us pray for this holy work.
求主耶稣与我们同工。
So that God can be with us in this holy work.
因为我们只是一个器皿。
We are all mere vessels.
神如果做工，我们的努力就会有功效。
If God works, then our efforts will have effect.
所以，请我们为这个圣会常常祷告。
Let us pray constantly for these gospel events.
那我们在周日啊，我们自己在家里面呢，也请为这个事情来祷告。
During the weekdays, please continue to pray for these events in your homes.
求神给我们开传道的门。
May God open the doors of the gospel.
找到神所要拣选的人。
So that God can find those who are chosen.
所以我们现在一起来祷告，请特别为灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let us kneel down to pray and especially pray for the spiritual convocation.
还有我们祷告当中来纪念一些身体欠安的或者灵性比较软弱的同龄，求主帮助他们。
And let us also pray for those who are spiritually or physically weak.
我们先来一起来祷告。
Let us kneel down to pray.